This is Creatively Speaking. This month we're offering advice on how to get the best out of the arts in our region in Hot Tip for the Highbrow. So now here's WRTI's Dave Conant on how you can help children, from toddlers to preteens, to better experience the visual and performing arts.
Recent years have seen a growing realization by arts organizations that in order to build audiences of the future, you need to get them young. This has manifested itself in numerous arts education programs, and most presenters now actively encourage parents and grandparents to bring children to performances through reduced price family admissions. The benefit of bringing children to performing and visual art shows and exhibitions is that kids have an inherent love of all things visual. And although they may not have a full understanding of what they're experiencing, young children have a natural thirst for knowledge and an innate appreciation of beauty. And of course, any early exposure to the arts should, in theory, lead to a continued interest in later life, as either a spectator or even as a participant. Care is needed, though, when bringing youngsters to arts events. Very young children, those under 5, tend to have a shorter attention span, and, for instance, playing I Spy at an art museum will keep them engaged with the work. It's probably not a great idea to bring toddlers or babes in arms to performing arts events, and those with children need to be sensitive to the needs of other patrons, as an unruly child can be a major distraction to anyone's enjoyment of a show. That said, those without children should be aware that, say, a matinee performance of The Nutcracker will definitely have little ones in attendance. This means one should be ready to share and enjoy the experience with these younger aficionados. And just remember, all audience members were once young audience members. And that's Hot Tip for the Highbrow. Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.